Hey, Urban Spinsters. Welcome once again to the podcast. Make sure you are liking, subscribing, and sharing. We are going to get into this True Kitchen and Cocktails, Dallas, Texas, right after this. Hey, Spinster Society, make sure you go to urbanspinster.com and click on that fashion merch link. That link will take you directly to the Urban Spinster store on Teespring, where I have that merch available for you in leisure wear. You got two styles of sweatshirts with Never Settle on the front and the Urban Spinster logo on the back. One is a crew neck and one is a slouchy off the shoulder. There are also leggings and the matching sports bra in a great African print. You can use these items whether you're lounging around the house or you're actually working out during this COVID season. So make sure you check it out again. Fashion merch link on urbanspinster.com. Hey, Spinster Society, it's Sadia Sanders of urbanspinster.com, where we are creating our own agenda, dispelling societal myths, and redefining the word spinster. Well, in Dallas, Texas, over the weekend, True Food Kitchen and Cocktails had some drama going on. There were some ladies in there twerking. They were asked multiple times by the owner, Kevin Kelly, to please stop. And he had enough after a couple of times, and he went on a rant. And the song that they just could not resist, apparently, was Throw That Ass in a Circle by Dallas rapper Lil, Ronnie Mother F. So let me play you some of that so you can hear what the inspiration to this twerking was. Throw that ass in a circle. So they could not get enough of that. But there was a DJ apparently in the restaurant, and the DJ played the song. It is a Dallas, I don't want to say a classic. I've never heard of this song in my life, but because it's a Dallas restaurant and it is a Dallas rapper, you know, people just felt compelled to twerk. And the rapper himself, after this went viral, tweeted, "The owner at True Kitchen need to give that DJ a raise. If you did it for the culture of Dallas, he was playing a Dallas classic and Dallas people reacted to it accordingly. Throw that ass in a circle." Now, Mr. Kevin Kelly went on a rant because he had asked these ladies multiple times and to stop twerking on his tables, his glass tables at that. And if you go to the True Kitchen Cocktails Instagram, you will see a very long post. It starts off being apologetic to the other patrons that had to hear him go off on these ladies. And he even posts surveillance video of the interactions with him and these ladies asking them. And you don't hear what he's saying, but you see him seemingly explaining, being very humble. He has his hands together in like a praying position. His head is a little bowed, like, you know, please, so-and-so. So you can see the videos that he posted because there was so much reaction and people putting their two cents into how he should have handled it. So that was his response. But let me play you the rant.
I invested a lot of money into buying this building, into developing this concept so black people can have somewhere nice to go to, okay? Somewhere where we can feel good about ourselves as a... Because one, stop the music, please. culture, okay?
Yeah.
Wait, no, real talk. And so all this twerking and shit, take it to Prime, take it to Pink, don't bring it here because we're a restaurant. And so beyond that, 75% of my customers are ladies. And I'm on men to show respect for themselves for how they carry themselves here. So how can I tell the men to respect themselves and you guys are twerking on glass here? If you want to do it, get the fuck out of my restaurant. Because I did it for our people and I did it for our culture. So don't do it again. I don't want to hear it. If you don't like it, get out because I don't need your money. I need to provide something for my people. And don't do it again. Thank you.
Now, so many people have weighed in on the rant, even D.L. Hughley commented on it, saying that Mastro's does not have a DJ. And Mastro's is a establishment in Beverly Hills. They also have a location in Newport Beach, California. I've been to both. And he's right, they don't have a DJ. Their menu consists of steak. It's really a steakhouse. Primarily, Prime cuts a steak, seafood, and all that goes with that. Newport Beach has even more of a seafood menu because they're near the beach. So that makes sense. And the most you're going to hear is some easy listening music being piped in. You may have some live music on the weekend in the Newport Beach location, but you definitely are not going to have a DJ playing Throw That Ass in a Circle. So that has been kind of the critique, is that if you don't want that type of behavior, then don't put things in place that lend itself to people twerking. But regardless of that, I feel like you should know how to act if you're going to a sit-down restaurant. This is not a club. This is not a day party. People are being served a real menu. And now I'm reading off of their website. It says that True Kitchen and Cocktails, created to deliver the best in food, drinks, and vibes in Dallas, Texas. True Kitchen and Cocktails is here to please. A dynamic comfort food restaurant at its core. True Kitchen and Cocktails will focus on nicely plated comfort foods, including flavored fried chicken and lobster tails, shrimp and grits, creative waffles, and other Southern classics made with a twist. In addition, True Kitchen and Cocktails will feature oxtails, greens, black-eyed peas, and candied yams to go with desserts such as peach cobbler, lemon cake, and banana pudding. Dreams come true, and it has their logo there. I'm curious to know what the food tastes like. Someone had tweeted in response to Mr. Kelly's rant that it was restaurant suicide, but I don't think so. Now, they say all publicity is good publicity. And this is just drawing more attention to his restaurant. It just opened in August. If the food is good, people will wait in long lines. People will tolerate bad service. And this man did not provide bad service. He got fed up, and I think he let his emotions get to him, but that is reparable. So I'm looking at their menu. They have appetizers, dream eggs with black and shrimp for $11, Cajun crab cakes $15, fried pickles, lamb chops. Their prices are very reasonable. They're in downtown Dallas area. They have their entrees, chicken, fish, surf and turf, shrimp, lobster tail. I mean, these prices, I'm in LA, so these prices are very, very reasonable. And I don't know if the prices were made to fit the location or how that works, because that's typically how that works in LA. People are trying to pay their rent. So if you're in Beverly Hills, you're going to pay Beverly Hills prices because they got to pay the rent on the restaurant. But if it's a good place, they're giving you a lot of food so you don't feel like you were ripped off. Hopefully that is the case here. But again, their prices are very reasonable. Now they say and cocktails. So here's a cocktail menu. And they have the traditional stuff, old-fashioned. Oh, they have, they're making their old-fashioned with Uncle Nearest, which is a black-owned whiskey company. They have a strawberry jalapeno margarita with a Dolce Vita Blanco. They have rum punch, candy cloud, black magic, s'more, please. It's like a s'more take on that. It has some graham cracker and whipped cream and whatever in there, like a dessert kind of cocktail. Bloody Mary, True Flame. And then they have some frozen drinks as well. And then they have some whiskey, tequila, and then rum, I guess, on the rocks by itself. But yeah, I mean, it's a very good menu from the photos. It's a nice place. So I'd be mad too if somebody's standing on my damn table. He did speak to them, like I said, multiple times. And you can watch those videos. He did say, now, of course, that's us taking his word for it, that these videos are him talking to these specific ladies, because we don't see the twerking in the videos happening. We just see him going over to someone and saying something in what appears to be a very humble manner. But if you have visited this restaurant, please let me know. Most of these soul food, high-end soul food concept restaurants have not worked in the LA area. There have been several. Shaq has one right now in downtown LA near the Staples Center. Who else? It was a football player that had one. It was called Rein, like R-E-I-G-N. I forgot his name, but that didn't last. And who else? Oh, I think Debbie Allen, Norm Nixon, Sweet Georgia Browns. I think that was another one. That's gone too. So I don't know what it is. I mean, the restaurant business, they typically say that if you can survive the first, 10 years, 10 to 15 years, then you might be okay. Of course, barring a pandemic, but the restaurant business can be very tricky. And with this high-end soul food concept in LA, it has not worked. Dallas, I don't know. I mean, that is a southern city. It's in Texas. It's in the South. So I don't know if this will work. Maybe that's why the prices are what they are, because people can go somewhere and get somewhere else easily and get this food. We don't have a lot of soul food restaurants in LA, but if you're going to call it upscale, then it must be upscale. And he may want to take out that DJ element. And if you're going to have any entertainment, then make it a live band, maybe on the weekends, and leave it at that. It appears from the comments on their Instagram page that they're popular so far. Since August, they've been open. But people are waiting to go there. One lady said she's been trying to get reservations for the last couple of months. But again, you know, we're in a pandemic, so I'm sure that has something to do with it as well. Let me know what you think. You can always hit me up on social, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at UrbanSpinsterXO. Again, if you have visited True Kitchen and Cocktails, how was the food? You think they're going to last, given what has happened? I don't think this will have any effect on it other than positive, meaning people are going to want to see, you know, where it happened, what happened, and try the food. So I think this is publicity, but it can be spun. And I really feel like he doesn't need to keep apologizing about what happened. Going on Instagram, posting surveillance videos, doing a long caption, that's it. Don't do nothing else. People are going to come. Count this as a blessing. All right, I will talk to y'all soon. Peace.